jerk face.
I'm captain of the football team, you know, and I've got 2% body fat.
He lifted up his shirt to show me his washboard abs. Am I supposed to care?
You're funny. Let's go out this weekend.
I was pissed. First, Nicholas broke Lisa's heart, and now he wanted to go out with me? Suddenly, I had an idea. I could make him pay for what he did to Lisa. So, I said yes. Later that day, Wilson and I were sitting together at lunch. I was helping him fix his battle robot for the robotics club when Isaac walked up.
Hey, babe, is your dad a genie? Because you're my wish come true. We should get together.
You're not her type.
No one asked you, nerd.
Wilson's battle robot charged at Isaac. Isaac grabbed the robot and spiked it like a football.
Wiper butt. No!
Next time, mind your own business.
Avenge me.
Wilson jumped up to confront Isaac, and I slid between them. I'd love to go out with you, Isaac. I gave Isaac my number, then he walked away. Wilson was totally confused.
Why would you go out with that jerk that broke Lisa's heart?
I'm gonna go out with both jerks that broke Lisa's heart. I'm gonna make them pay for what they did to Lisa. After that, Wilson and I came up with a master plan. Nicholas was the first target. He was obsessed with sports and super competitive. He was on the basketball team, the football team, and the baseball team. But after a little investigation, Wilson and I discovered that Nicholas was terrified of heights. For our date, I invited Nicholas to a rock climbing gym. As we were walking inside, Nicholas saw a beggar on the street and yelled at him for asking for food.
Get your own food, loser. Ugh, can't understand why these poor people choose to live on the sidewalk. There's an apartment building right across the street.
I couldn't believe how insensitive and stupid Nicholas was, but I had to stay focused on my mission. Good question, but tonight's about us. Let's go have some fun. I took his hand and pulled him inside. Nicholas took one look at the rock wall and broke into a sweat.
I don't know about this, Ember. Can't we just go to the movies?
Are you scared? I didn't know you were a chicken.
I'm no chicken. I'm not afraid of anything. I'll climb to the top twice as fast as you.
You're on. I raced to the top, and Nicholas struggled to keep up. Come on, Nicholas. You can do it. Just don't look down.
Nicholas looked down and freaked out.
He started crying like a baby. It took 20 minutes for the instructors to pry him off the wall. Wilson recorded the whole thing on his phone and posted it online. The video went viral in minutes, and Nicholas was the biggest joke. The next day, I went out with Isaac. He got us concert tickets to see a famous pop star. He met me at my door with a huge bouquet of flowers, but when he wasn't looking, I slipped a couple doggy treats in his pocket. As we were walking to his car, my neighbor's huge dog charged towards him. Isaac got so scared, he turned to run, but slipped and fell face first in the mud. His clothes were ruined, and so was his perfect hair. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. It was an accident. Too bad we'll miss the concert.
We don't have to miss it. Come with me. I dragged Isaac inside my house and told him he could take a shower. I gave him a special bottle of shampoo to wash his hair and some of my dad's old clothes. 10 minutes later, I heard Isaac scream.
My hair!
Oh no! Silly me! I guess that wasn't shampoo. At least the green brings out your eyes. Isaac ran out of my house like a maniac. I wished Lisa was here to see what we did. She would have been so proud. Wilson and I celebrated. I even had the rest of the weekend to help him fix his broken battle robot.
I really appreciate your help, Ember.
It's the least I can do. I couldn't have gotten back at Nicholas and Isaac without you.
I was worried that you'd fall for those guys like all those other girls at school.
Give me some credit. Those guys are the worst. I like guys that are smart and kind. Then Wilson gave me a strange look.
I think I like you. I mean, like you. Ever since we were kids, I was wondering if maybe we could go out on a real date.
I was shocked. I never saw Wilson as anything more than a friend. But as I thought about dating him, I suddenly started to blush.
Sorry, I guess that was a dumb idea. I'll leave now.
Before I knew it, Wilson was walking out the door. Wait! I grabbed Wilson's hand. He turned to me, and when we looked into each other's eyes, I swear that spark started flying. Or it could have been the porch lamp shorting out again. It had been doing that for weeks. The next day, spring break started, and Wilson and I spent every minute together. We grew closer by the day, and after we shared our first kiss, I finally understood what Lisa meant about the magic of love. Being with Wilson made me feel like I was walking on a cloud, though it was bittersweet because I still missed Lisa so much. But when school started, everything changed. My first day back, Nicholas ran up to me with a huge smile on his face.
Ember, it's so good to see you. It took me